precious eternal Father, we come with hearts full of gratitude, Lord, unto you this morning for sparing our lives again to witness another week, Lord, that commenced a few hours ago. Thank you for taking us through this just concluded week. We want to look back and learn to recount your mercy and grace and blessings upon us, which could not have been, Heavenly Father, by our efforts, our abilities, Lord, but by your mercy and grace. We are grateful to you. Lord, we come before you this morning, Heavenly Father, because you have made a way for us again. We are grateful. Blessed is the man whom you have chosen to approach unto you. This great privilege again, Eternal Father, we pray, O God, that you will help each of us to maximize it. Lord, as we have come before divine presence, where our lives can be changed, where our problems can be solved, where our sicknesses can be healed, where we can be filled with your Spirit, Lord Jesus, under the inspiration of your Spirit, quickened by your word, we are grateful, Eternal Father, Lord, that you have created this opportunity for us at this end of time, like you did to Elijah, Lord, when you fed him, Eternal Father, Lord, in the secret place. Lord, thank you. We pray, O God, that this morning you will give each of us the grace, Lord, to cooperate with you. Oh, Father, it's difficult dealing with man. You are the only one, Eternal Father, that can cleanse the leper spot. Dear Lord, we pray, no matter what anybody does, it might we amount to nothing until you come and offer your help. Lord, we all need your help this morning. May you stretch out your hand, Eternal Father, to give grace to your people. Many that are finding it difficult to attain to victory, oh gracious Lord, let them find it easy today. Oh Father, under affliction and torment of the devil, Lord Jesus, may your presence be real to your people. Let your name be glorified. Anoint your servants, Lord, in diverse ways, Master Savior, to minister to your people. And give grace to your people to surrender as well, as your word comes forth, inspired by your Spirit. Grant it, Eternal Father, as we present ourselves to you, we say, Lord, let nothing stand as an hindrance between us and you, as we ask that that blow constantly will plead for us. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Lord, let the blessings of the day be our portion, and all the glory and honor will be yours. Wherever your people are gathered, manifest yourself, Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 5. As we continue with the bridge, we read from verse 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 5. I read. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our heart. Let us be seated while we open Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 7 also. Read from verse 1. But in the day, verse 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his right hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the heart lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophet. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts once again. God bless you. We are back to the background to the revelation of the seven seas, trying to look at this bridge, which was the last sermon the prophet preached before proceeding to the preaching of the seven seas. This was preached on Sunday evening, like we recounted last Sunday, and then on Monday, then the prophet started the seven seas. Monday following the bridge, which was preached in 1863, March 17 in the evening. So March 18, and in the evening, the prophet started the revelation of the seven seas, the first seal. So this morning, by the grace of God, we want to move forward. Last Sunday, we ended our thought on what the prophet was trying to explain through this bridge, where we're talking about the time that the seal will be opened. And there the prophet talked about the seventh angel. And then when we read that Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, we talked about the seventh angel. And then we felt it's necessary to go back to look at, you know, that there have been seven trumpeting angels, you know, that the Bible mentioned previously, and so that we don't get those things confused. So we went back to look at Revelation chapter 8. We read verse 6, from verse 6 to 12, to look at the first six trumpeting angels. And then in chapter 9, we look at the continuation of the trumpeting angels. And then finally in chapter 11, we also saw the last, that is the seventh trumpeting angel, which is not the same with this Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. The angel that is talked about in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 is the continuation of the church age messenger. Church age messengers, rather. The continuation of the church age messengers. So we have the first age messenger that we have treated. So that is why it is very necessary that those, you know, very important in the seven church ages have been treated. So that, because we'll be falling back, you know, to those things. We have laid that foundation, then we'll be falling back to those things. Praise be to God. Then the prophet went further to establish this point to us in the seven church age book. The prophet, first of all, this messenger is going to be a prophet, trying to explain further on Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. The prophet went further to give explanation on who this Revelation chapter 10, verse 7 angel is. That is not the same thing as the trumpeting angels. Praise be to God. Yeah, first of all, that messenger is going to be a prophet. That messenger. First of all, that messenger is going to be a prophet. First of all, that messenger is going to be a prophet. He will have the office of a prophet. He will have prophetic ministry. It will be based solidly on the word, because when he prophesies or has a vision, it will always be word-oriented. And it will always come to pass. He will be vindicated as a prophet because of his accuracy. The proof that he is a prophet is found in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. This is an earthly angel. The other trumpeting angels, they are heavenly angels. They are not human beings. But this seventh angel in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, is a human being. Amen. Just like the rest of the six messengers have been human beings on the earth, but with the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them for their ages, the different ages in which they live. Not just ordinary being. You should understand what I mean. But we call them ordinary human beings because they are human beings like us. But it's God's grace that called them into that office. Amen. All right? The proof that he is a prophet is found in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh messenger, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servant the prophet. The prophet said the proof that he's a prophet is in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. And who is a prophet? The prophet went further to say here. Now, this person who in this verse is called an angel, in the King James Version, is not a heavenly being. The sixth trumpeting angel, who is a heavenly being, is in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, as we read last week. And then the seventh of like order is in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, as we read last week too. How many of you can remember that we read that last week? Let's see your hand if you can remember. You cannot remember that we read about the seven trumpeting angels. I'm serious. If you remember, are we absent-minded? I'm not certain that we are here. Or we didn't get the question. Maybe my English is not too refined. And you didn't get, I could not express myself very well, the question I'm asking. I say, how many of us can remember that we read from the scripture about this, the trumpeting angels? How many of us can remember? Oh, merciful God. Quite a good number of us cannot remember. All right. It's okay. Maybe we can go over it again. Let's go over it again. Yeah. Let's go to Revelation chapter 8. We are not reading our Bible. That's what it means. We are not reading our Bibles. If we are reading our Bible, it shouldn't be. We should follow. All right, I choose to read from verse 1 last week. We read from verse 1 so that we can catch the basis of it. Anyway, it is when we come to Sunday school that we are able to connect again. You don't bother to make any reference. Oh, may the Lord be our help. All right, let's come back to verse 8. Sorry. Chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Where did these angels, where are they standing?
Well, I will not ask you questions any longer because the Bible is open before you. We are just reading it together. The question I ask is just what you have just read. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silent in heaven about the space of an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayer of saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire off the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquake. Now listen very closely, because no wonder a man, when he read the book of Revelation, he came up to tell the prophet that he came up being confused more than before, because he felt that John, who wrote this, must have eaten hot pepper soup before he went to sleep. So he woke up writing jargons that no head, no tail. But Abraham told him that, well, it's because you are lacking revelation. This book of Revelation, from chapter 1 to the last chapter, well in order. Abraham put them in order, where these chapters, these chapters, things that are happening here. And that's why they told us, like we said last week, that the first four chapters pertain to the seven church ages. Fully chapters 1 to 3. But listen to the seven church ages, it was in chapter 4, verse 1, that the church went in rapture. And the prophet said, from that time until chapter 19 of Revelation, the church was in glory. And the great tribulation was taking place here. So you will now have to understand that this chapter 8 that we are reading, though we talk about the seventh seal is the verse 1 there. Are you getting now? The seventh seal was not open during the great tribulation, because chapter 8 is during the great tribulation. But the way God arranges his word is not chronological. It takes the prophet to pick it there, and connect it for you to understand the program of God. So that's why we will remain confused if we don't follow the prophet. You can't get it lined up except you follow the prophet. Because he understands the setting of the scripture. He knows when this one is to take place, when this one is to take place. Not by his own theological understanding, but by virtue of him being a prophet. The prophet emphasizing to us that this angel, the seventh angel of Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, is going to be a prophet. He knows what he's saying, because it is to the prophet that God's word comes. When we say the word of God comes to them, the interpretation of the scripture written for that time. So anybody who wants to be in God's will, who wants to follow God, the train that is leaving this place for glory, anybody who wants to be part of that voyage will follow the prophet. And anybody who follows his idea or theological idea and the rest of it, the books that all these theologians have written, in fact, you are going to follow the opposite direction of the right way. When is it? I say opposite direction, this is it. This is what I mean. This is west, Abby, and this is east. So rather than going to the east, you go west. When you follow theology. But when you follow the prophet, you are following the right road. This is the right road. This is the wrong road. Because the prophet has the compass in his hands, is giving that compass to be able to direct us aright. Praise be to God. So the prophet made us to understand. So we are back to that chapter 8 here. Every event that you see that we mention here that pertains to the bride, they are not happening during the great tribulation, because from chapter
from chapter 4, verse 2, down to chapter 19 of Revelation, talking about the great tribulation. It's here on the earth. But meanwhile, the church is in glory, as the prophet told us. But there are some scriptures that are scattered around here that are fulfilled within the chapters 1 to 3 of Revelation. Are you with me? There are scriptures you will find within here that are scattered here that are fulfilled within here. That are fulfilled within the seven church ages. And when the church ages are over, that is when there will be rapture. The seed that we are talking about and the rest of it, they will take this opening of it as happened. We are still within the seven church ages. See, this is where people get confused that they say we are now in millennium. Because they could not follow the prophet the way the prophet brought it. They see some scriptures scattered here. They see that the church ages has gone and some other things are happening. And they say, if these things are happening within the great tribulation, then we are in millennium. Some of them say that the great tribulation is not going to be more than this. The reason is because they are not able to follow the prophet who has the compass. Amen.
All right. We are in verse 6 now, Abby. We read up to verse 5. Sorry, let me emphasize verse 1 of chapter 8. That's the seventh seal. You get it? I see a seventh seal being opened.
And we are still here within Revelation as of today. The church is in Revelation chapter 3.
Open Revelation chapter 3. Let's see verse 14.
And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write.
What age are we in?
We're in Laodicean church age. The last church age.
Are you with me?
All right, let's read on. What the messenger is going to talk about is written in this chapter 3, verse 14. Part of Revelation chapter 3 is Laodicean church age. The way the scripture is spread. That's why the prophet told us that the church age is chapters 1 to 3. And then in chapter 4, the church lives for rapture. All right? But there are other scriptures that are scattered from chapter 4 down that will happen. That will take place within the space of time when the church ages will be here. Are you getting me now? Some have happened in the ages gone. Some have happened in our age now, and some are still happening before the rapture will take place. All right. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write: this thing saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou seest I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in unto him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. And the prophet told us that verse 21 is the promise to the overcomers in Laodicean church age. If you go back to the sermon, how can I overcome? The prophet emphasized that. He picked all these things in each of those, you know, and he told us. God bless you. Back to chapter 6. Back to chapter 6. Sorry, chapter 8. All right.
verse 6 now.
And the seventh angel, and the seven angels rather, which are the seven trumpets, those seven angels that were given seven trumpets standing before the throne of God. In verse 1 that we read, verse 2 rather. Yes, and the Bible is talking further about them. They want to begin to stand now. That standing is not the preaching of the gospel. What they are standing is taking place during the great tribulation. They are the sanders of the trumpet during the great tribulation. They have nothing to do with the seven church ages. These seven angels with the trumpet in their hands, they have nothing to do with the seven church ages. All right, let's follow. And the seven angels, which are the seven trumpets, prepare themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, you will see what came out from the sounding. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with cloud and with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the top part of trees were burned up, and all green grass were burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the top part of the sea became blood. And the top part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the top part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the top part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the top part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the top part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the top part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and had an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 woe. Sorry, with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound. The bride is not here by that time. So the trumpeting angels there, they are releasing God's wrath upon the inhabitants of the earth during this great tribulation. Then we come to chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven upon the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them were given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Don't worry, who do not have the seal of God upon their forehead. Remember, the Jews, 144,000 Jews are here. So don't miss this and say it's the bride that have the seal on their head. No. The 144,000 must also be sealed. Remember, the gospel is going back to them. They will also be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's their sealing. Hallelujah. The prophet taught us, and we believe. Amen. All right. Verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should... Okay, we are past that. Where are we? Verse 5. You're right. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle,
and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the face of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were strings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there cometh two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four corners, from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had a trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the top part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and of brimstone, and the head of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the top part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, and that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear nor war. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now chapter 10. Are you seeing it? We now come to chapter 10. You see that the scripture is not written chronologically. Yet the event we see in chapter 10 from verse 1 to 7 has taken place in the seven churches within Revelation chapter 1 to 3. Are you with me? This Revelation chapter 10 that we read, that's Jesus Christ. That's why we refer to that cloud, mystery cloud you see. It was when Jesus Christ came down here that he came in form of pyramid and he peeled the prophet into the sky. And then they told him the mystery of the seven seals will be open, that he should go back to Jeff. And then they brought him down. When those angels were going back, that's when they formed this cloud. And the prophet told us that was what is the end in Revelation chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1 that we see there. He said he came down. And he went further to tell us that when John was here, Jesus came. And he vindicated John. That now that Jesus Christ must come while John was there, because he must vindicate him. He was introducing Jesus. And the same thing that happened here. So while the prophet was there on the earth, the Lord came as a vindication that he sent this man and that he has introduced him. And then giving him the authority to open the seven seals. Praise be to God. Now chapter 10 pertains to the seven churches. But you see it out of Revelation chapter 1 to 3. So the scripture is not written chronologically. We have to follow the prophet. As he picked the scripture from here and speaking from here, because he understands where the scriptures are connected together. They are just scattered all around. And as he uses the eagle eye to pick those scriptures that are to be fulfilled today, we follow him. Praise be to God. Oh, this time is over. God bless you. Let's bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for sparing our lives to witness the first day of another week. Thank you for the week that has just ended and your cares upon us throughout the week. Physical care, spiritual care, protection, and all that you did for us throughout the week. We are very grateful. Lord Jesus, A portion of the message has just been taught unto us again. We pray our hearts. We receive the teachings and you give us understanding and revelation, we say. And give us grace to be able to line up our lives with the message. The purpose of it, your prophet said, we are what we eat. As we are eating the word, we are to become the word on 2 feet. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless and replenish your servant that you have used, and see him through in the services ahead of him. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. God bless you.